Since the president's speech in Cairo yesterday morning, we've been talking about reactions to the speech in the Muslim world, in the Middle East, all across the world, and in the United States, from politicians, from the street, from average people, and from journalists. Well, one of the things that the president said in his speech yesterday, he spoke about working with American Muslims to carry the tradition of charitable giving that's been restricted in the U.S. He wants to make it easier. Listen to what the president said.
Freedom of religion is central to the ability of peoples to live together. We must always examine the ways in which we protect it. For instance, in the United States, rules on charitable giving have made it harder for Muslims to fulfill their religious obligation. That's why I'm committed to working with American Muslims to ensure that they can fulfill zakat.
Now, zakat is giving a small percentage of one's income to charity, and it's important. It's one of the five pillars of Islam. The practice of zakat has come under increased scrutiny in this country. The Bush administration closed down seven Muslim charities and jailed leaders who were accused of helping fund terrorist organizations through these charities abroad. Now, the president goes to the Muslim world and says he wants to make zakat easier. So we need to find out what's the state of zakat now for American Muslims and how might it change. Joining us to do that is Jennifer Turner. She's the human rights researcher at the ACLU. She's been interviewing Muslim donors and charities for the past year and has talked to many Muslims in the community and talked to them about this, their troubles with this. Jennifer, thanks for joining us this morning in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Well, let's just start this off from the base of it. What is the state of zakat today for American Muslims, given the fact that seven charities have been closed down and a lot of people who directed these charities have been put in jail?
Sure. Well, I've been traveling around the country interviewing Muslim donors about their charitable giving, and I've found that uniformly, Muslim donors are terrified to give. They're very concerned that they may come under scrutiny for donations to entirely legal American charities that are registered with the IRS, that if they write a check to a charity, that the FBI will come knocking at their door and interrogate them about their giving, or they may be thrown in jail or dragged into court or have their business taken away because of these donations.
Have you heard examples of donors who've come under scrutiny for giving to charities other than the seven that were closed down by the Bush administration?
Yes, donors told me that they had been approached by the FBI at their workplaces or homes to be interviewed about donations to legally operating charities or about their donations to charities when they were still operating, although they were later came under scrutiny.
Well, Andrew, go ahead.
I mean, isn't there some justification for some of this concern on the part of the American government? I mean, money, you know, when you make a donation, you are not checking out everything about the organization. Many people don't. They just sort of give because it feels good. So could a lot of these organizations be doing legitimate things and also funding violence and extremism?
Well, the need to ensure that charitable aid isn't diverted to support terrorism is an important concern. But the issue is that the way the government is approaching this issue is seriously undermining people's ability to fulfill their religion. Charitable giving is key in all major religions. And for Muslims, it's, as you said, one of the pillars of Islam. The problem is that the government has been approaching this by closing charities without showing any evidence. And actually, when these closures have come under scrutiny later, the 9/11 Commission, for instance, looked at the closures of two charities and found that the evidence to support the closure was very weak. Foreign governments have evaluated these cases and also found that evidence was very weak. Just looking at the cases, only one charity has actually been convicted of any criminal acts, whereas the others that have been closed have never been actually criminally convicted.
We have any sense of how much money Muslim charities that are still in operation may have lost because their donors are skittish about giving?
That figure is very difficult to
do. They feel like they've lost money, though?
Yeah, charitable leaders, leaders of Muslim charities have definitely told me that there has been a decrease in their donations. At this point, the three largest...
There's a bad economy, though. I mean, all charitable organizations...
Sure. I interviewed leaders prior to the economy tanking, mm-hmm. and they told me that donations had seriously gone down. The three largest Muslim charities in the country have closed, so there are fewer charities fighting for the pie, but pieces of the pie, but nonetheless, charitable leaders have said that the donations have seriously gone down. And in my interviews with donors have said that each individual donor have pinpointed thousands of dollars that they're giving in charity less each year.
Okay, so the president went to Cairo and said he wants to make zakat easier. What do we know about the actual policy? Have we heard anything from Washington about the bones of what the president's talking about?
Until yesterday, the White House had given no indication of an interest in reforming these laws. It's clear that there is serious need for reform of these laws to evaluate what works, what doesn't work, and how to make it possible for Muslim donors to fulfill their religious obligations.
How can the U.S. government do that?
Well, there are a number of steps that the government can take. There are certain very specific legal reforms to take. For instance, a provision of the Patriot Act opened up the criminal law that would allow prosecuting donors for material support for terrorism, for donations made in good faith to charities that are legally operating. And that loophole needs to be closed. And donors need to be reassured that they won't be prosecuted for donations given in good faith to support humanitarian aid if the charity later comes under scrutiny.
So that's like putting the due diligence on the charity that they're not supporting extremism instead of on the donor.
No, it puts the due diligence on the government. If the government has concern that the charity is engaged in any kind of wrongdoing, the government needs to take action rather than punishing donors.
All right. Jennifer Turner, human rights researcher at the ACLU. She's been interviewing Muslim donors and charities for the past year about their charitable giving practices. The president says he wants to make charitable giving for Muslims easier in America. It's been curtailed because of concerns about terrorism. President says he wants to make it easier. We'll see if he succeeds and what the policy will be. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.